China's gross domestic product expanded 2.3% year-on-year in 2020 to cross the 100 trillion yuan mark. Retail sales fell by over 3% compared to the previous year, while the total value added of industrial enterprises increased by 2.8%. In the fourth quarter alone, the country's economy expanded by 6.5% from a year earlier. The Chinese mainland reported 93 new local COVID-19 cases on Sunday. They include 54 in Hebei, 30 in Jilin, 7 in Heilongjiang, and 2 in Beijing. Rescue workers at the explosion site at a gold mine in Shandong have confirmed the location of 12 trapped workers. The status of the remaining 10 remains unclear. The explosion took place over a week ago in the city of Qixia. Authorities confirmed yesterday there are survivors trapped underground. The rescue operations ongoing. Chinese ace Yan Bingtao has won the Snooker Masters title for the first time in his career after beating John Higgins 10-8. The 20-year-old is the youngest player since 1995 to collect the trophy. This year's event is the first Masters final without spectators in attendance, played behind closed doors in Milton Keynes. Brazilian health regulator Anvisa has approved the urgent use of COVID-19 vaccines made by Sinovac and AstraZeneca, enabling Latin America's largest nation to begin an immunization program.
Confie na Anvisa. Confie nas vacinas que a Anvisa certifica.
Trust Anvisa. Trust the vaccines that Anvisa certifies. And when they are in reach, go and get vaccinated.
Sao Paulo State has started a vaccination program beginning with a nurse. The program by the federal government will begin on Wednesday, with priority given to health professionals on the front line against the coronavirus. About 450 adverse reactions have been reported after India started vaccinating its population over the weekend. Officials say most of the reported symptoms were minor, including fever, headache, and nausea. 3 people were hospitalized after being vaccinated. 2 of them have been discharged. So far, over 224,000 people in the country have got the shots. Norwegian officials have adjusted their advice on who gets the COVID-19 vaccine after the deaths of some terminally ill elderly recipients. The Norwegian Medicines Agency on Sunday reported that 33 people had suffered side effects, 13 of whom died. The agency says all the deaths occurred among patients in nursing homes, and all were over the age of 80.
But what we did see is that some of these patients had fever, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and that could have tipped them over with a very severe underlying disease.
More than 30,000 people have received the first shot of either the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine in Norway. So far, Norway has reported more than 58,000 COVID-19 cases and over 500 deaths from the disease. The United Kingdom and the United States have also reported a number of cases involving side effects that have caused death. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is being detained at a Moscow airport after arriving from Germany. Russia's prison service says Navalny was taken into custody for multiple violations of parole and will be held until a court ruling. The prison service said that his being outside the country violated terms of a 2014 suspended sentence for embezzlement. Navalny, who's a harsh Kremlin critic, went to Germany last August, where he received medical treatment after an alleged nerve agent attack. In September, German Chancellor Merkel claimed Navalny was poisoned with the Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent. Russian authorities have repeatedly denied the accusation and demanded solid evidence from Germany. U.S. law enforcement officials have been deployed at state houses across the country in anticipation of potentially violent protests by Trump supporters. More than a dozen states have activated National Guard troops to help secure Capitol buildings.